Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now, if there's one thing video game developers love doing, it's breaking the fourth wall to mess with the players in meta ways. From Psycho Mantis reading memory cards in the original Metal Gear Solid and Conker blackmailing the software engineers of Bad Fur Day, to Scarecrow faking a game crash in Batman Arkham Asylum, there's no shortage of ingeniously self-referential gags being pulled within the medium. But you know what? Sometimes these fourth wall breaks go a little too far and ask the player to do something pretty drastic. And by that I mean deleting their bloody save. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that deleted your save. Number 10, Banjo-Kazooie. Now, the original Banjo-Kazooie is likely one of the most beloved 3D platformers ever made. After all, the main characters are endearing, the levels are inspired, the music is awesome, the bosses are iconic, and the collectibles are fun to discover. What's not to enjoy? Well, one thing that definitely grinds our gears, to make an awful nuts and bolts pun, is the fact that otherwise lovable antagonist Gruntilda has no problem obliterating your data if you input more than 2 illegal cheats in Treasure Trove's Cove Sandcastle. Affectionately known as Grunty's Code Vengeance, the Wicked Witch will initially pop up to declare, "Stop this cheating," Grunty says, "or your game pack I'll erase." If her warning is ignored, Bottles the Mole interjects, "Banjo, if you use a third cheat code, your game pack will be erased. Are you sure you want to do this?" If Banjo presses yes, Gruntilda comes back and gloats, "You didn't listen, I'm amazed, so now your game pack is erased." Then a playfully malicious cutscene plays out. To be honest, she only wipes the applicable save file, not the entire game pack. And thankfully, this doesn't happen at all on the 360 version. But still, yeesh. Number 9, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands. Released for the PS4, Xbox One, Windows, and even Google Stadia in 2017, Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Wildlands was the tactical series' first foray into open-world environments. In a few ways, then, it's actually both a successor to prior Ghost Recon outings and a stylistic sibling to fellow third-person Ubisoft shooters such as The Division and Watch Dogs. And like just about every recent Ubisoft release, it received generally positive reviews, yet also faced some criticisms. Specifically, its controls, NPCs, uneven difficulty, irritating missions, and / vapid solo gameplay that divided audiences. Another somewhat contentious attribute is Ghost Mode, which arrived as part of 2018's Year 2 Pass update and is playable in co-op or solo excursions. Among other realistic difficulty-heightening additions, it also features permadeath. As the official trailer describes, if a downed player is not revived, the character and its progression are lost. Whether they loved it or hated it, or found workarounds via Reddit and the Steam community, enthusiasts made Ghost Mode popular enough for it to be included in Wildlands' direct sequel, 2019's Breakpoint. Number 8, Batman Arkham Origins. For a long time, 2013's Batman Arkham Origins, the only one developed by Warner Bros. Games Montreal instead of Rocksteady Studios, was seen as the black sheep of the Arkham saga. Technical issues aside, however, the distinctive prequel game has garnered a lot more praise since then, with some people arguing that it's actually the best of the bunch. Either way, it's clear that it did all it could to make you feel like you were the Dark Knight, particularly when it came to the I Am the Night mode, which unlocks after completing the main campaign and New Game Plus. As explained by the head producer prior to the release, it boasts no save files and one life. Thus, it demands that Batman conquer the entire session without dying once. As IGN noted in their official guide, it is possible to save in between gaming sessions, as well as exploit the following situation. When death threatens, you immediately pause and find that restart button. Using restart will walk your progress back a bit, but it will restore your health and preserve your game. Interestingly, Arkham Origins is the only entry to include the I Am the Night mode, as Rockstar Studios axed it for 2015's Arkham Knight. Number 7. Pillars of Eternity. Full of superb personalities, engaging techniques, and an immensely strong and varied sense of investigation, this 2015 title was an instantly adored throwback to the isometric fantasy RPGs of yesteryear. Of course, it also houses some absolutely tough moments and systems, and while Expert Mode definitely lives up to its moniker via additional disciplinary punishments and a lack of helper assistance, it's the Trial of Iron that truly tests what heroes can do. Now granted, it still allows for autosaves, but it also prevents a defeated colleague from being revived, and it automatically deletes the main record if the central protagonist bites the dust. And if you think that you can simply duplicate the save file and do it all over again, well, think again, mate. If you do, you'll uncover a new text file from the lead developer, who writes, "We do not believe it is necessary for us to police how players manipulate their save game data. However, I would like to take this opportunity to ask you to consider the following. What does it mean to achieve victory in Trial of Iron if the spirit of the challenge has been broken? Think upon this and act as your conscience dictates." Wow. Number 6. Cult of the Lamb. Despite its adorable art style and creatures, indie roguelike darling Cult of the Lamb is deceptively unsettling due to its surprisingly genuine depictions of religious fanaticism, sacrifice, resurrection, and tribalism. Oh, and also a touch of cannibalism. Focused on a lamb named Lambert, who must grow a cult in order to satisfy the godlike figure who saved it, known as the One Who Waits, it tasks you with indoctrinating other animals, battling non-believers and opposing disciples, and even murdering devotees should the need arise. Just as real cults need members to survive, so too does Lambert's spiritually homogenized sect. That's where the A Shepherd Without a Flock objective comes in. Basically, Lambert is given 2 days to find at least one follower. If he's still alone when the time runs out, the game will end, and all of the headway made thus far will be irreversibly removed. Reportedly, it's actually just a bug, as numerous people have said that they've gotten the notification / objective even if they still had followers. But regardless of whether developer Massive Monster intended for it to happen, the end result is what it is.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Dead Space 3. Dead Space 3 is certainly the most maligned chapter of the original Survivor horror action trilogy. Primarily, its comparatively heavy emphasis on schlocky action and subsequent lack of tension, suspense, and scariness, alongside problems with variety, microtransactions, story, and forced co-op, led to a lot of disappointment from series regulars. In other words, it was closer to Resident Evil 6 than it was Resident Evil 4, and that's really a shame. Understandably, another major annoyance, or saving grace depending on your perspective, comes with hardcore mode, which entails that our favorite space engineer Isaac gets through the events with just one life. If he dies, he has to restart completely from scratch, and unfortunately, having a friend along for the ride doubles the risk since the same thing happens if they die. Luckily, there's a fairly easy way to cheat the system, but for the vast majority of players who are unaware of this solution, hardcore mode is a one and done deal. Number 4. Undertale. There are many reasons why 2015's Undertale is arguably the superlative indie title of its generation. Chief among them is its wry humor and uniquely subversive gameplay tactics. Thus, its implementation of two kinds of permadeath, one fake and one real, is totally par for the course. Firstly, there's Flowey's false assertion that your save file is gone forever once Asgore is defeated, and Flowey sets its sights on obtaining the player's soul. Specifically, he states, "Oh, and forget about escaping to your old save file, it's gone forever. I'll save over your death." Thankfully, though, he restores your progress if you beat him. In contrast, completing a genocide run, wherein you kill everything you can, results in a blank screen and the inability to do anything. Roughly a dozen minutes later, a character appears and asks you for your soul in exchange for bringing this world back. If you give it to them, the game resets, requiring you to begin a new save file. From there, the pacifist and genocide paths are significantly transformed. Number 3. Earthbound. Video game developers and publishers have been implementing ingenious anti-piracy measures for several decades, yet few, if any, have been as devilishly and amusingly bold as revered SNES RPG Earthbound. Simply put, bootleg versions of this game included far more frustrating random enemy battles to tackle, with some even saying that there's triple the standard amount, as well as ominous warnings such as "it's a serious crime to copy video games" cropping up now and again. But what's even worse, however, is what goes down when Ness and company reach the main baddie, because here the game freezes, forcing you to restart it, but upon booting it back up again, you'll discover that your journey has vanished. What a bummer, right? To be fair, it took almost an entire year for Earthbound to arrive in North America following its August 1994 premiere in Japan. Plus, it was difficult to play legally during the 2000s due to it not being available on then-modern consoles or in certain territories. Thus, finding illegal methods to experience it was damn near mandatory. Nevertheless, Nintendo made it clear that in their minds, piracy is always a problem and never justified. Number 2. Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition. Who doesn't love Ori and the Blind Forest, Moon Studios' charming chronicle of the namesake white spirit trying to rescue their forest from the evil owl named Kuro? After all, it looks gorgeous, plays like a dream, and is full of emotionally rich moments. Released in 2016, the Definitive Edition added in new artwork, environments, and gameplay mechanics amidst fixing some technical and creative issues found in the original. Clearly, it enhanced what was already among the top-tier Metroidvania platformers of the 8th console generation. But one of its biggest additions was One Life mode, which, as the name suggests, gives Ori only a single chance to reach the end of the game. In fact, it even creates a save file that can't be duplicated, so if Ori is eradicated at any point, so is everything you've achieved along the way. Obviously, One Life mode is only for the most skilled or fearless of players, as it greatly increases the toughness of an already pretty challenging expedition. And number 1, Fury. Like Shadow of the Colossus, Cuphead, and Titan Souls, the game Baker's 2016 cinematic sci-fi action gauntlet Fury is based entirely around boss fights. As such, its mixture of shoot-em-up and hack-and-slash gameplay necessitates precise reflexes, astute pattern recognition, continuous health management, and plenty of patience. Naturally, triumphant gamers are treated to multiple possible conclusions depending on the choices that they made and how the story unfolds. Yet those who plan to attempt additional playthroughs with all of their accomplishments carried over will be rather disappointed, as Fury immediately deletes the associated save file once an ending is reached, since, you know, that particular quest is done. Of course, it's possible to have numerous save files from numerous campaigns, but it's also easy to see why some people were very upset about not knowing that that was going to happen. Conversely, other people have praised the realism and accountability behind the feature. Therefore, including it was neither a definitively good or bad decision on the part of the game makers, but it certainly was an audacious one. And there we go, my friends, those were 10 video games that deleted completed your save. I hope that you enjoyed that, and please let me know what you thought about it down in the comments section below. As always, I've been Jules. You can go follow me over on Twitter and Instagram, where it's at RetroJ, but the O is a zero. Hope to see you over there. But before I go, I just want to say one thing. Hope you're treating yourself well with love and respect, because you deserve all of the best things in life, all right? Like love, happiness, and success. And do not let anything or anyone else tell you otherwise, all right? You're a massive ledge, and I want you to go out there and absolutely smash it today. As always, I've been Jules. You have been awesome. Never forget that. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.